Okay, so my name's Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 8th of September 2009 and the time is coming up to 10 past 2 in the afternoon. Can you tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
Hi, I'm Sarah Lawrence, I'm 20 and I originally come from Denbighdale but I'm at the moment at York St John University studying contemporary fine art practice.
Okay, great. Can you tell me when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
Oh, a few months ago in an art lecture when we were just discussing contemporary art now, and it just came up in conversation. And one of our lecturers mentioned that you could apply, so I thought I'd give it a go, really, in a lecture. And that's
how
I...
What would you say your inspiration was to kind of put your name forward and become part of it?
I really just wanted to be part of some art now, some contemporary art that is going on today that you can just really get in and get my name out there really partly and just experience it, mainly for the experience of to have an hour on a plinth in the middle of London. the experience is mainly the reason I went for it. I think I would have probably gone for it being an art student or not, but obviously the art background made me push for it even harder.
How did you feel when you received the email or the telephone call to say you'd been allocated a slot?
I couldn't believe it. I thought the email originally was going to say that I hadn't got a slot, and I opened it and read it, and I've just rang my mum immediately and was screaming down the phone. I couldn't believe it. And then thought, I've got to get down to London and get everything sorted, and just ran to my boyfriend and shouted as well. I was really chuffed, really, really happy. Yeah.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
I'm mainly going to get... a video, hopefully. I'll get my video camera going for the whole hour to see the view from the plinth and take as many photos as I can as well on my camera to kind of make the artwork looking at the audience and kind of swap the artwork around. Also, I've got about 144 boiled sweets that I'm going to give to the crowd, possibly throw it out to the crowd with little messages in them, quotes like Andy Warhol's "Everyone will be famous for 15 minutes," things like that are in the sweets. And also I've got about 1,000, 2,000 honesty seeds, which should hopefully float in the wind with little messages similar on them as well. And a few feathers and things that might float around and things like that as well. So hopefully enough to keep me going for an hour.
Right. And what response would you like from the crowd?
I'd like them to just enjoy themselves, really. Like, I'm going to, with the sweets and, like, maybe run after the seeds and feathers as they're going and read the messages on them and just have a good time, really. That's what we're here for. So just have a good time.
So how was it then you got into I guess, the practice of art?
Well, both my parents were art teachers, so I've kind of been brought up in that sense, in kind of the art circle. But I've always been interested in it. I've always kind of tried to do my own artwork alongside my other studies. And then obviously coming to uni, I've just doing the art practice. And photography I've been branching into recently as well. But it's just always been an interest that I've kind of followed through and been happy doing.
What would you say the most kind of significant or important kind of practices within your work at the moment you're interested by it or concentrating on?
Recently I did a work placement for a local newspaper where I was a photojournalist, and I got a picture on the front page and various pictures in the newspaper, so obviously I really enjoyed that. I've done some recent installation work in the White Cube we've got at York St John University, which I really enjoyed as well. And also I did a piece that included a shotgun for my last one of my last installations, which was based on word art, which was actually inspired by Richard Serra's sculptures, and it was called To Puncture, and I shot some boards for some minimalist art. So they're probably some of my more recent works I've done.
And what are your other interests? What do you do in your spare time?
I'm a clay pigeon shooter in my spare time, ladies champion a few times at home. Obviously the photography, and I do falconry when I can as well in between. Basic hobbies like that, girly hobbies like that.
So how did you get into the falconry and the clay pigeon shooting?
Falconry was my own kind of interest from being a young kid, and then when I kind of got older my parents thought I'll stick her on a course and see how she goes, and I really enjoyed that. And the clay pigeon shooting, again, both my parents were county champions, so that's kind of been bred into me in a sense, but I really enjoy that as well and do that whenever I can. Obviously not on campus, but whenever I can.
So how do you find that? What?
It's brilliant. And I've tried to incorporate that into my art whenever I can as well, obviously with the puncture piece I did and things like that. But yeah, all in a day's work.
How how does it feel to be following in your parents' footsteps?
Brill.
Art-wise and also clay pigeon shooting.
Brill. And I hope they're really proud as well. I mean, they're both coming down today to come and watch, hopefully cheer at me. But I think, yeah, I'm kind of proud. Yeah, definitely.
So give us some insight then into kind of family life. And you mentioned your boyfriend as well.
Yeah.
Coming down to support you today.
Yeah, yeah, he's here today.
Where did you meet your boyfriend?
At uni. I met him through a friend on my course, actually, in the first year. I'm going into the third year now and living with him, which is kind of scary. And yeah, just met him through there. He's not doing art, though. He's doing sport. Yeah, so kind of completely two different areas at uni.
So what would you say are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
Just having a good time, really. I mean, I'm going into my last year at uni with dissertation and a lot of the work, so really just have as enjoyable time as I can and just cram as many things in art-wise and hobby-wise before I get set out in the great big world, really. And just really live for now at the moment and try and pass uni.
What plans, hopes do you have for the future?
Probably stay in York for the next year or so and hopefully find a job, obviously, after uni. I'm possibly planning on doing a master's, depending how I do in this third year as well. And see how that goes, and Masters in the Art course. But I think I'd stay at York St John Uni for that, because I really enjoy it. So they're the plans. Not very long term at the moment.
And then how are you feeling just before you go up on the plinth?
Terrified. No, I was really scared when we were getting the train down this morning, but actually being here, it's a lot more relaxed than I expected before you go up, and actually seeing people up there, it's not as scary as it looks on the computer, on screen. So I'm just going to aim to have a good time, I think, and try not to fall off. I'm worried about falling off. But yeah, just kind of quietly nervous now.
And what are your kind of feelings of being part of Anthony Gormley's work and being down here on Trafalgar Square as well in central London?
It hasn't really sunk in yet. I mean, obviously, I've always been into Gormley's work. Obviously, being on an art course, it's always kind of in parallel. Knowing about his work and obviously viewing his work, but to actually be a part of it, it hasn't really sunk in, I guess, yet. I guess when I watch the hour back, it'll kind of sink in when I think that's me up there. But I feel kind of disjointed from it at the moment. It's strange, like I'm watching everyone else, but yeah.
Who would you say you're doing it for?
Me, probably. Mainly to say, it's once in a lifetime chance, isn't it? And you don't say no if you get the opportunity, and you might as well try it once. So I think just really for the experience. And as an art student as well, I feel like I'm almost compelled to go and do it, because obviously some people aren't art related who are going up, and I feel like it should be like a cross section, and being art related, I like to give my kind of own point of view while I'm up there.
So what do you think you may well take away from the experience? How do you think the experience might affect you?
I think the amount of documentation I get is obviously the main point. I think I'll obviously keep that for life and use that in my work throughout my life from now, and hopefully get a copy of The Hour and keep that with me for my studies and to show my tutors and things, obviously, afterwards. And I think the performance side of it, confidence-wise, it'll probably be a hell of a boost, and it'll really be a confidence boost while I'm up there, and just to see how the public react and I react to them, and it's not exactly a situation you're in every day, so it's got to influence you for the rest of your life somehow, I guess, hopefully in a good way.
And what is the place Trafalgar Square, London, what does that mean to you, if anything?
I really relate it to art, actually, because the only time I've ever been down to London is for art trips and art related things, like to do both Tate's and the National and things. And whenever I think of coming down to London, I always think of it for art. It always has been that way. It's strange coming down with my boyfriend, because obviously he doesn't relate it in that way. And I was like, oh, we'll go to the National. He said, oh, I've never been in. And I couldn't even comprehend that someone had been down to London and hadn't been in that kind of place. So yeah, it really is like the art central in my kind of point of view. So no better place to have it, really, the plinth. Just getting nervous.
Great, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.